Joining me now, somebody who's got a lot to say on that particular subject, is the Opposition Energy Minister. That's Ted O'Brien, a Queensland MP, and he's on the line. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Richard.
Boy, oh boy, it's a hot topic at the moment. The Australian energy market operator warning us to brace for winter gas shortages as we head into the cooler weather. But you're of the opinion that the government's completely lost control of the energy market, Ted.
I am, Richard, unfortunately. And it saddens me to say it, to be honest. I think Australians just heard so many promises from the Labor government when they were elected, and everyone was told power prices are going to come down. Actually, household power prices were going to come down by $275. The grid was going to be strengthened. But, of course, it's gone from bad to worse. And we found out just yesterday that we are looking at potential shortfalls in gas this winter. And the day before that, we found out that power prices are going to be skyrocketing, you know, well over another nearly 25%. Up to 25% at least in New South Wales.
Okay, just on that though, the I think it was Emo was saying that okay, as of the 1st of July, we can expect 20% or a bit more, maybe down in Victoria 30%. But had the government not intervened, it might be 50%. Do you think we should be happy about that?
Well, this is the thing, right? I mean, a couple of things about this. Firstly, when prices hit their peak at the end of last year, they started coming down before the government introduced its price cap. In, you know, now that we're through in 2023, the government's trying to take claim for what the market itself was doing. But the second thing to say is, you know, the government's basically asking Australians to be grateful for the fact that prices are going up under their watch. The best they can say is, but you know what? Gee, it could be a lot worse. That's the crux of their argument. And I don't think it washes.
Okay.
Not when you're talking to businesses that are struggling and households that are crying.
Okay. You're the opposition energy spokesperson. If you were the minister, what would you be doing, or what do you think should be done?
Well, primarily, and we've been saying this on day one, actually, Richard, last year, and I know you and I have spoken about similar things, the answer to the current problem is supply. Now, we were saying that back last year, I was saying it in June, and the government refused to listen. And it's not just me, by the way, but if you listen to any of the major analysts, key industry leaders, we need more supply, more supply, more supply. But unfortunately, the government has done everything to suffocate the supply in the market. And like any good that you buy, any product, if you limit supply, then prices go up. It's quite a simple logic, but they have refused to deal with supply. They've cut money out of the budget. They've botched the Kurri Kurri project. They've taken gas out of the capacity mechanism. They've done dirty deals with the Greens to make sure new projects don't get any funding. I mean, everything they've done is the opposite of what they should be doing, and now they're saying, oh, gee, prices are going up.
Right. Now, you're a big fan of nuclear energy. I notice Tanya Plibersek, our Environment Minister, said, look, no way, Jose. It's the most expensive form of electricity available to humans. It's never going to happen in Australia. But you're a big fan of nuclear energy, aren't you, Ted?
Richard, I really think we should be considering it in Australia, and that's been my view for some time, as you know. I don't think anybody takes the Labor Party seriously when it comes to talking economics of this stuff. I mean, here we are, we're talking about energy. They've already botched the energy market. All of their promises on the economic side have been proven to be wrong, and now we've got the left wing of the Labor Party suddenly pretending that they're economic rationalists, as if they actually understand how the economics work. So anyone in Labor who says nuclear doesn't stack up economically, answer me this. Why does the United States say otherwise? Why does Japan say otherwise? Why does Canada say otherwise? Why does France say otherwise? Why does the UK say otherwise? Countries that have nuclear energy understand the actual cost, the actual impact on people's power bills, and they are saying they need more of it, except there's one group that I know of in the world that says a different thing, And that happens to be the Australian Labor Party.
Right.
That's the thing that doesn't stack up.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, that brings me to, well, we're talking about nuclear and nuclear waste and nuclear-powered submarines. Paul Keating came out and, well, it was a pretty scathing attack on this AUKUS submarine deal, which, of course, the previous government, which you were a part of, was the one that signed us up to this. And I've got to say, the feedback from listeners has been mostly negative. You know, people suggesting we could be spending hundreds of billions of dollars on building hospitals, etc. I gather you're in lockstep with Peter Dutton in supporting the AUKUS deal, Ted?
Yes, and lockstep last term of government with Scott Morrison on this one too. I mean, it probably wouldn't surprise people that the Liberal Party, the National Party, as a coalition, when it comes to national security, we take it very seriously. And over the last term of government, we increased defence spending from 1.5% of GDP to over 2%. We boosted our sovereign shipbuilding capability with building or upgrading 70 vessels. I mean, these are the sorts of things that allowed a deal to be done with the UK and US in AUKUS because we could demonstrate our capacity. There's no doubt when it comes to the costs, we'll be holding the government to account on the costs.
Well, okay.
That's sort of what you've got to do. But we'll be constructive. We believe the principle.
Well, Peter Dutton has said he's only too happy to help the government make savings and cut, you know, other items out of the budget to help pay for this $368 billion deal. Where do you think cuts should be made, Ted?
Well, let's wait to see what the government comes up with. But can I give you an indication where I don't want to see cuts? I don't want it to be as simple as, well, this is a big defence spend, therefore let's cannibalise our defence spending elsewhere. As the uncertainty just increases in our region, the Indo-Pacific, we must ensure that we have real strength of our defence capability. So I don't want the government to look at it simplistically to say, this is going to be a big spend in defence, let's cut other areas of defence. But look, it's a big national project. We are being very bipartisan about it. And what we're saying to the government is we are here to be constructive, as we have been. We'll be critical where we must, like we are in the energy space. But we will be constructive. So come forward and we'll try to work with you. Now, that doesn't mean a blank cheque. We never give blank cheques. But, you know, we're not going to sort of be out there this week saying you must cut this or you must increase that. The government's working towards its budget. We'll do it, everything as we previously have. We'll just be trying to work with them where we can, but we'll call out if we have problems.
On a lighter note, you'd be happy about the fact your Brisbane Broncos are in pretty good form and going for a third straight win against the Dragons tomorrow. You're obviously pretty happy being a Broncos fan about that, Ted.
Mate, I am. I really am. I'm pumped, to be honest. Actually, Richard, since it's only you and me speaking and no one else,
right.
One of the issues I've got is the Dolphins, right?
Tell me about it.
Well, this is they're pretty close to the sunny coast. In my part of the world. So now I'm talking to a whole bunch of people who used to be Broncos fans who are now becoming Dolphin fans. So, but for now, I'm sticking with the Broncos.
Well, the Dolphins are in my neck of the woods. They're playing Newcastle tonight in Newcastle, so I hope their run of form finishes at 6 o'clock tonight when the game kicks off. Thank you for your time this morning and have a great weekend, Ted.
Thanks very much, Richard. You too.
Ted O'Brien, opposition spokesperson on energy.